Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Moho Capital. This is the OAccess Jamaica podcast, Reasonings with Odessa, episode 21. Gosh, I can remember when I was 21. That was so long ago.
Roll out the cool as a breeze. Wallet look like a science book, sir, a school mega teach. Rev the truck up to the mountain top, and as soon as me reach, go get the scum, kick the shoes off my feet, then me bless the cup, 32 songs me read. Give thanks for the love me receive, me work every day, in the street, and every day, and rich nights like these, when a holiday, touch on the beach, white t-shirt, and a cut off jeans, and we not need no sneakers. Sand grains and massage the feet, blessing a flow like river. Girl drop asleep, she steam the indica, wake her and say,
sun burning up till it red.
Yes,
welcome to
it's
Kingston.
It's burning up right now in Kingston, Jamaica. And that song is Cool as the Breeze, Friday from Chronix. Yo, I love this song. This is officially my summer song. This is officially the summer song for Reasonings with Odessa and OAccess Jamaica. I'm sorry, guys. I don't care. There's been so much releases and a lot of bangers are coming out, but I just love it. Panta, big up yourself. UK Stand Up. That's Panta out of the UK who produced this track. And also Mel G that did the video, the visuals. Oh my God, the visuals capture what a guan in a Kingston in the summer. It's just, I love it. Big up yourself, Crumb Dada. Big up. All right, so this episode, Nigeria meets Jamaica again. And I talk to Wale Ajo, Nollywood star. We sit down, we have some drinks, and we talk about Nollywood, the pandemic, because guys, you still know I'm calling this the pandemic, right? And COVID and a lot more stuff. So let's tune in to Reasonings with Odessa with Wale Ajo. Ajo.
In the streets, every day, and with nights like these. When a holiday, we touch on the beach. A white t-shirt and a cut off jeans. And we don't need no sneakers. The warmth and paint, I massage my feet. My locks long like Jesus locks. When the steam, this ativa. La 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 la, dance.
I didn't realize how he was such a big deal in Nigeria, in Nollywood, until after I left Canada and came back to Jamaica. Welcome to Reasonings, Wale Ojo. I'm so happy to have you, bro.
Thank you for having me.
And you have your drink, right? You have your drink, right?
Yes, I have a drink. Let me get my drink. Here we go.
Because it wouldn't be Reasonings without a drink. What are you drinking, darling?
Vodka and grape.
Vodka and grape. I'm drinking Appleton. Mm. Special and ting. So, cheers, darling.
Cheers.
Okay, for those that don't know much about Wale Ajo. Ojo. How do you pronounce your last name? Ojo? Ajo?
Ojo. Wale Ojo.
Wale Ojo?
Yeah.
And what does the Ojo mean?
Oh, it's a whole host of things. Depending on how you pronounce it, it can mean the rain. You know, it can also mean a very historical place in Nigeria. So my friends prefer the rain because
you make it rain.
I make it rain.
Okay, so we met 3 years ago or 4 years ago at Toronto Film Festival, TIFF, and we did. We just like. They had a contingency of Jamaicans, so I was there representing Nick Cannon, King of the Dancehall, and Brand Jamaica, and you were there representing Nollywood, Nigeria, and they put us right next door to each other. And guys, like, I looked at him, I was like, this guy looks familiar, and then I saw our other mutual friend, Jimmy Jean.
Yes.
And I was like, I know this guy as well, and we were kind of bored. So we skipped all the formalities. And guys, yeah. Wale took me and my sister and some other friends to Soho House, and we had such a great time.
Yeah, and, we had a brilliant time, yeah.
And from then, we've just been friends.
I'm telling you, I've been meaning to come and visit you in Jamaica.
Yeah.
I've been desperate to come and visit you in Jamaica.
You need for come, you're not far, you know, so where are you now?
Me need for come. Me want to see all my Jamaican people.
And all the Jamaicans know you, because now we have more access to Nollywood movies, because there's been a lot of Nollywood films on Netflix now.
Fantastic. I'm very glad.
And your up and coming, another movie that you did last year, I think it's called Casanova.
That's
it's
right,
going to
yeah.
be on this week or next week, or it should be airing yeah. right now. Once
so it's a great film. You should really watch it.
So tell us about Casanova a little bit. Give us a little synopsis. does it reflect you?
Odessa, promise not to laugh, but anyway, yeah, carry on.
No, man, so tell us about Casanova.
Casanova is a movie that they got me to play the lead, and it's about this guy who has basically he lost his wife, right? And he just became polyamorous. By that, I mean he was just dating all these different women.
Him just broke out.
He just broke up.
Yeah.
He was tired. He wanted to spread the seed, whatever happened. He wanted to just go there and just everything would go off. So, and then he he's got a son. He's got a teenage son. And his teenage son is in danger of emulating his ways, you know. But he also lives with his mother. So it's the teenage son's grandmother and the father's mother. So the mother's always scolding. And then one day he happens to basically be having a conversation, you know, a very macho conversation mm-hmm. with his friends. And a lady, a very mature lady, happens to overhear.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady tells him off. Why are you such a misogynistic, completely anti-feminist SOB? Get the F out of here.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's like, he's very angry. He's very humiliated. He then goes off, and then his son happens to fall in love with the woman's daughter.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. And then in the end, he goes to drop his son off at the daughter's place, and she opens the door.
All right. Don't tell us.
No way. And then I'm going to leave you to watch the rest
yes,
of it.
Yes. 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 So listen, it was like I saw you. You were there promoting the film, The Wedding Party.
The Wedding Party. And we were doing the CEO.
Yes.
Which is now on Netflix.
Yes.
And we also had what we call Lagos to Toronto.
Yes.
So there's a whole host of Nollywood films being shown in Toronto at that time.
Wicked. So how did you move from the theatre world into Nollywood? Tell us about that, because you clearly have an accent like mine. So you were born in Nigeria and then you moved to the UK?
Actually, I was born in London.
Ah, okay.
Mm.
Where in London?
Born in London. Clapham.
You're a South Londoner like me, babes. I was born in Balham.
Balham. South London forever. South London, yeah.
South London.
You know, you don't want to mess with South London. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right, that's South right. London. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, you know, funnily enough, my mother didn't want me to grow up in London. So before I was 2 years old, I was in Nigeria.
Ah.
I didn't come back to England again until I was about 12.
And what was that vibe when you got back from being in Nigeria? Was it Lagos or was it somewhere outside of it? It was Lagos?
I was all over. I was in Lagos. I was in Benin. I was in Ibadan. I was in Akure, I was in all the different cities mm-hmm. where I had grandmothers, I had uncles, you know, very large family, you know.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the extended family. Our immediate family was just me and my brother.
Okay.
You know, but luckily my mother was one of Nigeria's most successful travel agents. So we basically traveled everywhere.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, you know, we went to see like huge festivals in the north of Nigeria. We'd go to game reserves, you know. We did everything. Yeah, we did a lot.
And is that but also you started acting at a young age, right? Was it like about age?
Yes.
So why? How did you get into that?
8 years old.
Wow. Why? What inspired?
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I do to want to be an actor.
I don't know. I guess I was acting from my mother's womb.
You nutter.
Hopping around in the room, saying, "Come on, let me out. I want to entertain the people."
But that's very rare. You know, that's very rare in the Nigerian culture, because you know they want you to be the lawyer, the doctor, the accountant, the everything. So your family wasn't like that. They didn't rare you like that. Your mom was like, "It's okay to just be who you want to be."
You know who my mom's best friend was,
who? Odessa. Who's that?
Zulu Shofola.
He's an actor.
No, she is Africa's first female writer.
Okay.
I think your audience should know her. If you Google her, Zulu Shofola, she wrote a play called Wedlock of the Gods, and she was my mother's best friend, because my mother was an amateur actress.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents really encouraged me, actually.
So you were one of the ones that got away.
I got away, but I haven't said that. My dad didn't want me to be a lawyer. He did say be a lawyer. And my mom wanted me to have a university education so I can fall back.
Right. But that is Niger way. That is the Jamaican way, and that's the Niger way as well.
It's the Niger way. It's the Jamo the Jamo way and the Niger way. You have to talk now.
Yes.
So by the time I don't reach university, me I can't surprise my parents. I can't tell them and say, "In fact, na drama, I go study." Are you getting my broken English?
Yes, I get it. The European me understands, though.
Are you going to understand now? After the talk, are you going to understand now?
Ah, a little bit.
Yeah, I know you're going to pick any English word where you hear
I pick it, and then I think about it, and then...
Like if I say the word English now, you go no say na English I dey talk about, because you hear English.
Uh-huh.
Capito.
Uh-huh. Many people wonder why I talk like that. So I watch a lot of Nollywood. I'm very addicted to Nollywood.
I'm very glad. I am very, very glad. Because we need to spread our tentacles. We need to unite our brothers and sisters in the diaspora.
That's
in South America. I know that the series that I do called Meet the Adebanjos, which is a comedy series.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. It's now being shown in South America. It's been translated into India, into Spanish. So it's very good, you know.
That's wicked.
We need to reach all our people then.
All of them. That's right. So tell me, what are you doing now? You're in Dom Rep. You are you're literally up the road from me in Jamaica. You're living it up by the pool. You know? Living a life. You are not in Lagos with those people. You are not at home. You are at Domrep living it up. What are you doing there?
Odessa, there was an event in Puerto Rico called the Afro Nation event.
Yes.
You've heard about it.
I went to Afro Nation in Ghana.
Portugal?
Ghana. Right.
So we were going to do the third edition of Afro Nation, which is run by a friend of mine called Smade.
Okay.
And he was going to do it in Puerto Rico.
Ah, yes.
So I took a flight, London, Miami, Puerto Rico.
Okay.
But when I got on the plane, my contact in Puerto Rico said, "Don't come to Puerto Rico." I said, "Why?" He said, "One, the event is canceled. Two, you're going to be quarantined for 14 days because of corona." I went, "What?" I couldn't go back to London because Trump had banned all the flights from London.
But you could have just jumped on a plane and come to Jamaica.
I hop off at Miami.
Yeah, because there's no direct flights to
there's no direct flight. So I now called a friend of mine. I said, hey, I'm stuck in Miami. He said, oh, come to Dominican Republic.
Nice.
So when I now came here, the next day, the president closed the airport. I've been here for the past 3 months.
Enjoying it?
Well, I mean, let me, you be the judge of that.
Yes, you are enjoying it.
I'm not complaining.
So you're in Dunrep. Tell me about how the people are. Since you've been here because of COVID, tell me about what the people are, what's the vibe, what do you love about Dunrep?
I love it. I love Dunrep. I love the people. They're very much like Nigerians.
Why is that?
I don't know. There's something about it. Also, don't forget, you got Haitians here as well. You know, and so I see like their color here. Mm-hmm. Some of them we call them yellow pepe in Nigeria, because the skin tone is very light.
Well, like
so that's
Red
the
Ibu?
Same as the tribe.
You know, we have a tribe called, you have Ibu, and you have Red Ibu.
Yeah, Ibu.
And you have Red Ibu, which is a tribe who are fairer of the Ibu tribe. But in Jamaica, we didn't know. We just used to say that person is a Red Ibu and never knew that it was actually an actual tribe in Benin.
Because I was just going to say Benin because my mother's from Benin and they all have the same skin tone as a lot of people from Dunrep.
Red Ibu. Ask her.
Yeah, Red Ibu.
Ask her, probably.
Red Ibu.
Yeah.
Sounds like Red Bull.
No. The Red Ibu tribe.
I'm hearing Red Bull. They look like Red Bull. Okay.
Tell me what it is that you love about Jamaicans.
Hey, Jamaicans. Hey, my God.
Because you grew up in the UK, so you have to be around us. Enough of us.
Of course. Jamaicans are feisty, man. Jamaicans will take no shit from nobody. So you is a Nigerian? I used to argue with a lot of Jamaicans. I used to tell them that. I said, Jamaican, like, hey, man, so you're an African. I said, hang on a minute. You are an African.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, me not African. Me not Jamaican. No. I said, man, listen to Bob Marley. As long as you're a black man, you're an African.
That's Peter Tosh.
Is that Peter Tosh? Not
yes.
Bob Marley?
Yeah, but that's fine.
Peter Tosh.
But it's facts. It's facts. I think it's something to do with the change now. Back in the day, a lot of Jamaicans used to think that way. But now, what is the shift? It's happening now. Our younger generations are now finding out more about that identity. And they're looking into whether they're like I have in my room with me right now, my editor, who is Blasian. He's from Guyana. He's Blasian. He's black. He's
what
Chinese.
Blasian?
You know,
what the
black Asian. But he still is an African. He still is an African at the same time. So people are just checking in more with their identity. They're getting more connected to being African. As I said, I went to Ghana, and there was so much African Americans that came over for the Year of the Return. And they were just in search of their identity and who they are. But in the UK, I remember it was like, African means Jamaican,
But
you see the change now with today and how people are thinking and how everything is being shaped. What's your vibe, though, also with what's happening with the Black Lives Matter-ish and what's going on in globally, actually?
I've been associated with Black Lives Matter since about 3 years ago in Los Angeles. Because I lived in LA for a while, and I did a song for them.
Nice.
Called the Black Lives Matter Movement. Yeah, I did it with some rappers in LA. And that's when things went not even in the media as they are now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's very, very bad to say this, but the killing of George Floyd is one of many that's been going on in America for a long time. And thank God for social media, you were able to see it. Because, you know, there are even some killings worse than Floyd. They don't see it. You know, now we've got stories of hangings and everything. But, you know, I'm so glad they see the way the world reacted.
The world is a shift.
It was meant to be. Jah Rastafari meant it to be that way.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So the world can begin to fight against racism. Look at my brother right here.
Ah, fella.
Yeah. Yes. You need to be fearless.
That's right.
In the fight against evil.
That's right.
So that's what I've been doing. And also I've been doing some videos, and I restarted a poem called I Can't Breathe.
Mm-hmm. Stop right there. Battery. Mm-hmm. I told you.
Battery. Let's see. Did you just say battery?
Yeah, my battery is low.
Oh.
And you know, I saw it here, and I don't know where you carried it.
Odessa, this is pre-recorded. It's going to be edited, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So it's not live.
No.
Okay. How long have we got? Because I got.
Well, the battery's going to frigging chop us off now.
Just keep going.
Keep talking. Hold on. Yeah. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Now. We mentioned something about fella. That's not going to work.
Let's display it for us.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah.
I don't know what charger does he use. What charger?
It was just there, though. Literally, I don't know. He must have taken it up. Okay, so...
okay, we're good.
Your Mac will sleep soon. We plugged in another. Fela Kuti. So, we stopped at Fela.
Yeah.
I can't remember what else I was going to say. Because the battery was...
Basically, you know, I said, look, people like Fela were very vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Against a lot of the evils that are going on in the world today.
What?
You know, we not only have, you know, racism is on top of that list. We have rape. You know, we have a lot of anti-feminist behavior.
They have a lot, but in Nigeria, there's been a lot of rape that's been going on as well, which is serious issues.
Yeah.
And they're now acknowledging it.
You know, and the whole police brutality thing in America. So it's something that one has to constantly fight against, you know. And it gets very frustrating, maybe, because I think as an artist, what can I do? But, you know, an artist can do so much because the voice lends energy to the movement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of whatever you do, be it spoken word, a song, a play, you know, whatever it is, a piece of sculpture,
mm-hmm.
you know, that symbolizes that fight against the evils of the world.
Okay. So you say you're a musician. What happened to that Fela project you were working on? Because you sing as well.
Yes, I do. The Fela project is, we're discussing with Netflix, so we're hoping that they will take it. So we're in discussions at the moment.
That would be awesome.
My father, Fela and Nicola Kwakuti. Everybody say, yeah.
Fela was a very good friend of my father's as well, and a big fan of his music
as well. Yeah,
So he's special, and I grew up, like, I was privileged as one of the kids of Jamaican descent.
Let me drop a little something here. Your dad probably will not remember.
Okay.
But I used to play with a lot of different Afrobeat bands in London.
Yeah.
And one of the bands I played with was a band called the London Afrobeat Collective.
Uh-huh.
And in the year 2014, I think,
mm-hmm.
we were invited to perform at Glastonbury.
Oh, wicked.
And we opened for your dad.
Look how full circle this shit is, man.
And I met him. I met your dad. He's like, what, young man? You all right? You all right? And I'm like, yeah, hello, sir. Oh, my God, it's Jimmy Cliff. It's Jimmy Cliff. Oh, my God. And,
Did you watch the show?
Of course.
How was it for you?
Amazing. Spellblinding. Wonderful. Wonderful. Spiritual.
Yeah, man. That's so dope.
It's deep.
It's dope.
Yeah, it's deep. That is deep.
Very deep. I'm blessed to have both deep parents, mommy and daddy.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
No, you're lucky then. You're very blessed.
What are you listening to right now? What music is
Listening to a lot of Nas and Damian Marley at the moment.
Are you listening to the album? Yeah.
Yeah, Distant Relatives album. I'm listening to Fela, of course. I'm listening to Tracy Chapman. I'm listening to a lot of Sam Cooke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in fact, I was learning a Sam Cooke song today. You know, I was born by the river in a little tent, and oh, like a river, I give a run. Anyway, I wouldn't go for that.
Yeah.
It's been a long. You know, a change is going to come.
A change is coming. It's happening. Mm-hmm.
It's happening. So, you know, I've been listening to that. And I've been making up some of my own original music, working with some Dominican rappers here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd love to play it for you, you know. And they're all feeling the Yoruba vibes, you know. Because I knock them some Yoruba in like a...
Well, it... Hey.
And they're feeling that vibe, you know. They're feeling it. They're loving it.
It's so close to what goes on in Haiti and even in Puerto Rico. The Yoruba culture is very strong there.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of Afrobeat Nigerian artists like Mr. Easy have done collaborations with Puerto Rican rappers. So yeah, it's really cool. You know.
Who is your favorite Nigerian artist thus far, like in Afrobeats?
In Afrobeats. Oh, well, I like Burna Boy.
I love Burna.
I like Wizkid.
Mm-hmm.
I like Wandeko.
I haven't heard of him before.
I got to check a new kid on the block, Omar Ale. Baddest, young boy, 20 boy. I mean, mind blowing. Very, very good.
I'm gonna...
I like Terry Akpala. Terry Akpala, Modeo.
No.
Beautiful.
Really?
Hey, Terry Akpala. Badass. Gotta check him out.
I'm gonna check him out. Who else?
Who was
any females?
Of course, Yemi Alade.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to a lot of Angelique Kidjo at the moment.
I love her. She's live.
you know what? Yeah, she's fiery. You know, we did a movie together.
You did?
Yeah, we did a movie called The CEO. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, I saw The CEO, but I don't remember Anjali. Oh, yes, she is in it. She's in it,
yeah.
Yes. Ah, yes. The suit? Too much.
You know, too much, I go on. And she won an Africa Magic First Choice Award.
Yes.
For her role in that film, you know. And yeah, you know, it's great. I wish there were more female Afrobeat artists.
There's only Tiwa. There's not as much.
There's Tiwa. There's not that much.
Yeah.
Tiwa, Yemi Alade. I can't think of anyone else.
There's a girl called that's a guy called Remy. I can't remember this other girl. I just remember her saying that she wants to live on Banana Island.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Tenny?
Huh?
Yeah, Tenny.
Tenny, that's it.
Yeah.
She has an amazing voice.
She's very good.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's very good.
Yeah.
And you know, her sister is a singer as well, Nini Ola. Yeah, she's a singer, Nini Ola, you know, and their father was a famous military man.
Listen, when I come to Lagos, we have to link up. And you need to come.
Lagos has to give you a cultural reception.
Ah, roll out the red carpet.
I'm telling you, we will give you the government reception, and we will also give you a traditional reception.
I would love that.
Where the gods will welcome you.
In my outfit. I can't wait. I really can't wait. I want to go back to Africa and do like West Coast first again. So Ghana was my first stop. And then Nigeria, Benin, go down, Gambia.
Yeah.
You know.
How was Gambia?
I haven't gone there yet, but I want to go.
I will go. Okay.
I will go. Wow. So where do you see the African film industry growing to in the next decade? Oh. Let's say decade.
And what
do you want for it?
At the moment, Odessa, Netflix is really making a lot of inroads into Nollywood. And they see the profits a great deal. But I want us to have our own African Netflix.
That's right.
I want us to own that material.
We need to own it.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the
Oyibos, you know what I mean by Oyibo?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying the West should be there. But we need to have our own industry as well. Like Nollywood has carved itself out of nothing. Now the next level is to completely own that material and take it all out to the rest of Africa.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean?
That's right.
It's a very important stage right now.
It's economics. It's economics. It's for us to own our thing for us. So it's for Africa. It's for us in the diaspora here, for us to own our own industry. And I think we should all just be like one conglomerate rather than just little, you know, because you have Nollywood. You have a big industry in South Africa. The Caribbean is doing very well. Jamaica's, you know, Jamaican films. I don't know if you've seen Sprinter yet.
Which film?
Sprinter.
No.
You need to watch Sprinter. It's directed by a friend of mine called Storm Sorter. And it was funded by Will and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Nice.
Is it on Netflix? It's on Netflix. It's an amazing Jamaican
film. I'll watch it.
Yeah. So it's important for us to, and I'd love to see.
I really want to do, look, you remember we talked about this in Toronto?
We did.
I want to do a movie with Jamaican actors, musicians, and actresses, please.
So guys, say it again. This is the Wale Ajo, and he wants
Wale
it.
Ojo. I want to come to my people in Jamaica and do a movie there with you now. Make a play Jamaica.
Limba Chicken Chamin, Retro aka Big Wara.
Yo, it's Big Fred, aka Daddy Tuzawadi Podcast.
Kiki Tubafetu, and we are the Sobering Podcast.
Tune in to us every second Wednesday for fire conversations and interviews about South African music, sneakers, and street culture.
Check us out on the Revolt Podcast Network.
Shout out to our moms.
You know, make them play anything you want.
Let me see.
Excuse my bad accent.
But listen, no, seriously, we'll link it. I'll talk to Storm. I'll talk to some other people and we'll try and make this happen. But it will happen because, as I said, the curve is happening now and the diaspora is becoming more one with the continent.
Exactly.
So I think it's really going to happen.
And I tell you how I'm going to do this, because I like to do things as well as talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
As part of the joining of hands, I want to put someone on your show who is one of the biggest actresses in Nollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Dakoria Egbuson Akonde. And I also want to get Rita Dominic to come on your show and say, look, we want to reach out to our Jamaican brothers and sisters. Let's find our writers. Let's find the common ground. Let's write
a
script.
We need to.
Let's come out there. Let's shoot our movies together. Here in Dominican, look at all this beauty. There is no film industry here. I'm like, what's going on?
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy, Odessa.
I think in the region, Jamaica is the biggest film industry here in the Caribbean region. They don't have the setup. Like, more projects come here to Jamaica than anywhere else in the region. I think Puerto Rico, they shoot a lot of stuff there, and Trinidad have an amazing film festival as well.
Yeah.
Well, Caribbean English speaking, we should say that. Caribbean English speaking.
Yeah.
I've just been corrected.
Yeah.
but before COVID, like, there's a lot of projects. There's always projects that are happening. There's small films, there's shorts. There's always something happening in our industry here in Jamaica with the creatives. So definitely.
That's just so much.
One movie that was shot with one of my friends, Kevon Burton, is moved to Ghana. He's a Jamaican actor, and he was just recently in a Bayesian Ghanaian Nollywood movie. And he's now moved to Ghana. He's in Ghana setting up himself to be in more movies between Nigeria and in Ghana as well. So I would love you to meet him. He's a great young actor.
I'd love to meet him.
Yeah.
Please, let's all connect and do something. There's some great talent out there, you know. So let's not wait for the big man to come and say,
No.
We can bring ourselves together now.
Okay.
You know? So I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
Let's make it happen. The Harder They Come, part two.
You know how long that movie is supposed to be happening?
No, I can understand.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. No, I understand.
So I don't know. Is there anything else that you wanna talk about that we wanna just converse about?
I think the most important thing for me really is that we all get together, you know,
mm-hmm.
and fight a lot of the evils of this world, racism, you know, misogynistic behavior, anti-feminism, mm-hmm. you know, homophobia mm-hmm. as well, you know, a lot of the things that we, you know, we have to fight. And I think, like, I want to see more movies like King of the Dance Hall, but with an African vibe, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And with an African-American vibe as
well, you know? Yeah, yeah. We are all Africans. That's the whole thing.
We're all Africans. So, you know, I keep saying to my brothers in America, African-Americans, say, come home. Come home. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying come and stay. Come and check it out. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
No, we'll take care of you. You know what I mean? No? And then, you know, see the lay of the land. Connect. A friend of mine, Ludacris, just moved to Gabon.
I heard.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's moved to Gabon. You know, Stevie Wonder, Ghana. You know? So it's there, you know, because those old African leaders, they're going to die out very soon.
It's a change. There's new people and new energy that's happening.
That recycling that God is doing in Yoruba, we call him Olodumare, the owner of the sky.
Okay.
That recycling that's happening is very important. The spiritual time we're in nowadays.
Very much.
It's a heavily spiritual time. I didn't come here by accident. I may have come here physically by accident, but spiritually it was planned.
Amen. I know that. I agree. My trip to Ghana was a spiritual one. It was a calling for me. It was a calling. I felt my ancestors call me and say, come. Just come.
Yes.
So I just said, you know what? By hook or crook, I'm going to be there. And it was life-changing for me.
Yeah.
My spirit was always in Africa. But my flesh arrived, and that's what I say. So a lot of people's spirits are there, but their flesh has to be there.
But not there physically. And you've never ever been to Nigeria.
Oh no! If I go, I'm going to run things. You know I will take over that.
You know, you're sounding exactly like a Nigerian woman now.
I will
run things.
You know. You know.
I will explode all of you.
Who are you? I don't know you.
I don't know you.
Yes, Wale, Ajo. This was fun. We're going to do some more.
Please.
Thank you for having a little reasonings with me. It's so good to see you. I can't wait to see you in the flesh. I can't wait for God. I can't wait for... Shaku, Bese, do everything.
Bese.
I can't wait.
No, we'll have fun. We're gonna arrange that for you.
Definitely. All right, this is Reasonings with Odessa. This is Wale Ajo, and we out.
Thank you, guys. We're out. Bye.
Peace. All right, guys, I had such a cool time just, you know, hanging out, talking and chatting with my boy, Wale Ojo. Guys, don't forget to head over to Netflix to watch all of the movies that he's in. He's super dope. Anyway, I'm Odessa, and I want you guys to subscribe, rate and share on any podcast platform of your choice. Linkage laters. Until the next episode, peace. This episode is sponsored by Blue Moho Capital. Reasonings with Odessa is brought to you by O Access Media and Ideas Evolution.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.